Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Is there such a thing as being such a nice neighbor that you're creepy? Producer Sean, I know that her heart was in the right place, but what happened with your girlfriend, Rachel?
So she made pancakes over the weekend. She made a lot of pancakes, and they were really good. Strawberries, bananas, some chocolate chips in some of them. And she was like, hey, since I made so many extra, maybe I could just offer the rest of them to our new neighbors. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, welcome to the apartment, I guess. And I was like, it's like you said, Anna, I think that's an incredibly sweet gesture, but I'm like, that's weird, though.
What happened? Who delivered the pancakes to the neighbors? This is an apartment building, right?
Yes, yep.
Okay, so who delivered the pancakes to the neighbors?
She and my stepson Isaac did.
Oh my gosh, so they came over like a family.
With pancakes.
It was a presentation.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to sit on this couch.
She was like, you want to come? Did she ask you if you wanted to come along?
Of course. And she judged me for not going. Of course she did.
I love it. She's so nice.
She is so nice.
How did you end up with her? I mean, but wow. So nice.
I mean, all like when you talk about it, you're like, oh, that's so nice. She brought them. But they don't know you. Mm-hmm. It's not like your best friend knocks on the door. It's like, here's some pancakes. And you're like, all right. Or a neighbor shows up with some banana bread or some cookies because they're new to the neighborhood. This is the neighbor across the hall that just made some pancakes for breakfast and then just knocked on your door. And I would think it would be a strange. Right?
And not for nothing, but I had to remind her. I'm like, when we first moved in, the neighbors who originally lived there, they made us like a goulash. And I'm like, do you remember what we did with that goulash, Rachel? We threw it away. We didn't have not one bit of it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what probably happened to those pancakes that I could have eaten.
You know, listen, I'm with you. I think like a fruit dish or something like that when you first move in, it's kind of expected. And even that can be weird. You know, I've had that delivered to my door and you're kind of like, okay, in a moment. But I'm like, you know, fruit's got a skin. So I feel like if I wash it again, it's relatively safe or whatever. But something that's been baked or cooked, it does strike me as a little bit odd. And then you know what? I question you too is who doesn't know how many pancakes they need when they're making them?
Oh, somebody wrote on our Facebook page, what is leftover pancakes? We always make pancakes at our house.
Oh, no, same. Not in mine. Yeah. We'll eat them all.
Yeah, but you freeze them and then you can, you know, the kids can warm them up.
Seriously?
During the week. Yeah.
We can just, you know, get rid of the pancakes after if we don't eat them all.
Freeze them. This sounds so bad to say. Every time when I moved into my home 6 years ago and neighbors brought like the breads and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
I threw everything away.
Everything out.
Absolutely everything.
You didn't know what to expect, right?
Yeah. And it sounds terrible. Like now, if like a certain neighbor, some I would still throw it away.
Yeah.
But some of them, the ones that I like when they bring me the Christmas cookies, I'm eating them like before they even get out of the driveway.
But when you're eating them though, after, if your stomach rumbled or something, would you say to yourself, I shouldn't have eaten that?
Poison.
You immediately assume that something went on with that. Could be anything, any other problem.
All right, so let's take a vote. 1-800-330-9999. 5 call says it all. If neighbors that you did not know well showed up at your door with pancakes, would you think it's creepy or nice? Again, creepy or nice? 1-800-330-9999. 5 call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Do you think it's weird that producer Sean's girlfriend, Rachel, brought the new neighbors across the hall in their apartment building that they don't know, complete strangers, leftover pancakes? Producer Sean, you think it was weird and you didn't want her to do it.
Yeah, I was so uncomfortable.
She made a lot of them. I mean, it is kind of welcoming and cozy. On the other hand, get away from my door.
It seems weird. Like, it's not cookies, it's pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nancy, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. I am the neighbor who always brings food. I always cook too much for my husband and myself. And our neighbors always get some food. But I don't know. I would think it was a nice gesture, but I don't know if I would eat somebody else's food who I didn't know.
Hey, Callie, what do you think? 5 call says it all. Is it weird if your neighbor brings you pancakes?
No, I actually think that it has nothing to do with the food or eating it. It's really the gesture. And I really think that we all need to do a little more kindness.
So wait a minute. So by that token, essentially, they could have brought them anything. And, you know, just the fact that they stopped by, they said welcome, and then that would be good.
Yeah, anything at all. And if it's baked, then it's like you put a little bit of love into your baking or something. Are you going to eat it? Maybe, maybe not, but that's not the point.
Like, here's half my ham sandwich. I didn't finish it. It was a foot long.
Right.
I couldn't do it.
Even if you cut it into quarters, I want to give you a small amount, right? Because, I mean, especially if I don't think you're going to eat it. I don't want to be wasteful, but I want to be thoughtful.
Hey, Christopher, Five Call says it all. What do you think? Is it weird if a neighbor brings you pancakes?
I think it's a perfectly nice gesture.
Would you eat them?
Sure.
I guess
so. I grew up in the 80s, so we all did that back then. You know, we always gave a new neighbor something nice.
What if the person wanted to sit down and watch you eat it, right? Like, what if they were like, you know, they didn't believe that you were going to eat it, so they were like, how about I come in and watch you eat it?
Just take a bite. Just take a bite.
Right.
Taste them.
Just taste it.
Right now.
Just taste it right now in front of me.
And slow motion, you're lifting the pancake to your mouth.
Right.
Real slow.
I mean, if that happened, you'd know you were being poisoned, right? You would know, right?
Brianna, do you think it's weird if somebody gets knocked on your door and handed you a stack of pancakes?
Well, when you put it that way, I do. But honestly, when I heard the story, I thought like, oh, that's really nice. It's really sweet. I kind of think of that. I feel like I never make enough to go and do that myself. But my husband definitely feels that it would be weird. So I get that. But I think that's just like a nice neighborly gesture. It's kind of like back in the day what people would do. So I think it's just a kind thing.
Brianna, I knock on your door right now. We've seen each other once or twice in the lobby. I hand you the pancakes and walk away. You close the door. What are you doing with those pancakes?
Well, you don't say anything?
No, I mean, I say, hey, would you like some pancakes? And you say, sure.
Right, I made extra pancakes.
And then I hand them to you.
I brought them to you.
And then, you close the door and I've walked away. What are you doing with those pancakes?
Well, I'd probably inspect them first.
Mm.
And then I'd see if I thought they looked okay, then I'd try and taste them. And if they didn't, then I'd throw them in the trash. Okay.
Producer Sean, did the pancakes look like they were poisoned?
I mean... It depends on what you think poisoned pancakes look like, but no.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I like to think that my poisoned pancakes would look like perfectly good, ready-to-eat pancakes.
Okay.
Hence the poison in there.
Mallory, Five Call says it all. Is Sean right? It's weird to bring pancakes to your neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's weird that it's pancakes, like maybe sugar or like, you know, a fruit basket.
Cookies or brownies or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all.
Pancakes are kind of weird.
Right. Right. Nothing at all. Right. Anything that shows up is going to be somewhat suspect in my eyes.
All right. Despite the fact that everybody on our Facebook page and Instagram said they would not eat the pancakes, the Five Call says it all, and we're bad people. It was very nice of Rachel to do that, and we should all be more like her.
You win again, babe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.